This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here in Morrisonville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this championship action from the Mohawk Classic here on FM 106. Girls basketball tomorrow night at the South Central Conference. Carthenville travels to the Pit to take on Gillespie live tomorrow night, 7:30 here on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com. Nokomis in the road blacks, Trend in the crimson, Nokomis across the front, Lincolnwood in the home whites, that classic retro look, Trend in the orange and the black Lancers in orange lettering across the front. Danny Smith, Rick Toll, and Dave Bishop set to put it up, and here we go. The tap controlled by the Skins, and they will get it to start in the 42nd and final Mohawk Classic Championship is underway. Nokomis and Lincolnwood here from Morrisonville. It'll be a shootout next year over the course of just one day, so it'll still be around, but it won't be the same. Herbstreet, nice ball fake. Got Goble into the air. He flies right by, and Evan Herbstreet has the game's first bucket. Nice utilization of the ball fake there. Now the Skins with the famed ball press. Lincolnwood across the timeline with Goble into the hands of Jenkins. Back to Goble on the right baseline with Herman. That pass tipped, stolen. Into the hands of Nodal. Across the timeline with the pass to Seth Johnson. Leaves it back for Herbstreet now. High above his head in surveys. Out near midcourt, man-to-man defense for the Lancers. Herbstreet in the right corner with Nodal. Kendall Nodal puts it on the deck. Back in the right corner it goes with Seth Johnson. He brings it across the head of the key on the left wing with Herbstreet. 1 minute gone by, opening quarter, down in the left block, Nodal. He will kick it to Jake Johnson, top of the key. Off to Herbstreet, left wing. Matt Milberg plotting his team's defense effort here on the sequence. Herbstreet spins top of the key, leaves it back for Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson, top of the key at the volleyball spike line, leaves it off for Herbstreet. Nokomis trying to find a hole. Herbstreet tries baseline, tough shot, air ball, and the rebound down to Lincolnwood. Great defense by the Lancers. Here comes Sam Herman, leaves it off for Evan Hopper. Into the hands of Sidwell, back to Hopper. Off to Jenkins in the right corner. He's cut off there, loses the handle, picks it up, lost the bounce. Now he loses the basketball, stolen by Seth Johnson. Two early turnovers for Lincolnwood. The first meeting went to the Lancers, and they got off to a fast start that night. Led virtually the entire way. 2-0 Nokomis here. Sobel on the left wing. Pulls up, 16-footer. Yes, for Carter Sobel. Point 1,917 for Carter, as he just adds to his records, the school record and the county record in Montgomery County. Three-quarters court pressure. That pass to Hopper, middle of the floor, deflected away by Seth Johnson, but picked up right at midcourt by Goble and Lincolnwood into the front court. Trapped in the right corner is Jenkins, gets it away. Into the hands of Sidwell, left side of the key, off to Goble. Sean Goble right back to Sidwell. Right wing with Jenkins. Will wants the three, missed it too strong. Nice rebound down there by Herman. He had two Skins on him, didn't matter. Gets it off to Hopper, rejected out of there, and it'll stay with the Lancers. 5:22 for quarter number one. Gym near capacity here in Morrisonville tonight for the final Mohawk Classic Championship. In the left corner, Jenkins wants the three. That's off the side of the backboard. Rattles around out to the top of the key, picked up by the Lancers. Lincolnwood will reset. In the right corner with Jenkins. Out volleyball spike line with Goble. Swings it left side to Sidwell. High post to Herman, and he's called for the travel. Three turnovers on the Lancers. 5:05, first quarter. This game was supposed to be played back on January 18th, but the weather on the 17th pushed the Friday games to Saturday. And now here we are playing the championship game 11 days later. In the corner with Jake Johnson on the baseline, Sobel draws a crowd, spins Mac middle off the window, rattles it down. Carter Sobel has four, and Matt Milberg needs an early timeout. 4:45 for the opening quarter. It is Lincolnwood trailing Nokomis 6-0. We're back to the Mohawk Classic Championship following these messages on WSMI. Well, Lincolnwood wanted the timeout, but they didn't really get it. More on that in just a moment. Lancers bring the ball in the front court with Jenkins. Almost threw it into the backcourt, but Goble able to elevate and save. Matt Milberg called for the timeout. Both teams went to their bench. Then Dave Bishop came over and said something to Matt Milberg. And then at that point, the team's back onto the floor. Ball taken out of bounds, and we play on. The three ball from Jenkins left short and into the hands of Evan Herbstreet for Nokomis. Skins leading 6-0 as we approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Here's Seth Johnson way out in the left wing. Finds the rolling Sobel. Carter, one bounce blocked by Sam Herman. Back to Sobel. Johnson fires from the left elbow. No. And the rebound down to the Lancers and Sam Herman. Here comes Sam. Top of the key, and he threw it away. He had a Lancer on the left wing and in the left corner, and he split the difference. Into the Nokomis bench it goes. Four Lincolnwood turnovers. Substitution now for Lincolnwood. Jaden Walker will check in. I think the table getting official confirmation that Lincolnwood was not charged with a timeout there. Can't say I've ever seen that exact scenario play out. It was a dead ball. Matt Milberg called for the timeout. Lancers went to their bench. Nokomis went to their bench. And then all of a sudden the timeout is voided. And we play. Here's Jake Johnson, top of the key with Seth Johnson. Bad pass stolen by Goble. Nokomis' first turnover. Sean Goble attacks, and he's fouled. Two free throws for Goble. First foul of the game on Nokomis. And they will get Seth Johnson on the personal. Nokomis is shorthanded. Told you Alex DeSetti out tonight. He'll miss about a week with that ankle injury. Nick Masher out for the rest of the year after tearing his ACL in the Litchfield Invitational. Free throw for Goble is good. Sean Goble has Lincolnwood on the board at the 3:32 mark of the opening quarter. All things considered for the Lancers, four turnovers in the first 4 minutes and a chance to be down just four if Goble can put home the second free throw. The 6'3 senior lines it up and knocks it down. 6'2. Nokomis leading as the Lancers fall back into their half-court man-to-man. Goble waiting for Herbstreit as he comes to the timeline here at Morrisonville. Evans spins right into the hands of Nodal, and he's going to be fouled over there by Will Jenkins. That'll be Will's first, Lancers first. Of course, Nokomis will be at Lincoln on Saturday night, part two of that rivalry. With Coach Kimbrough and Coach Alexander, the old high school teammates. We'll have the broadcast live at 6:30 Saturday night. We'll also have Neil Alexander and Coach Kimbrough both with us on Sports Saturday this week. Ball loose on the floor. Goble to the deck, and Matt Milberg gets the timeout. He got it this time. 3:09 for the first quarter. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 6-2. This is the 42nd annual Mohawk Classic Championship on WSMI. Following the Lincolnwood timeout, Lancers bring it into the front court with Herman. In the right corner it goes with Jenkins. Top of the key to Goble. Sean puts it on the deck, works left side, dribble handoff to Sidwell. Into the hands of Jenkins, back to Sidwell. They swing it left side with Goble. Sidwell open for three, left it a little bit short. Rebound tapped around, picked up off the floor by Sobel. Almost taken away from behind by Jenkins. Into the hands of Herbstreit, Evan. Walks it into the front court against Goble. Now on the blow-by, dumps it on the baseline. Sobel count it and the foul. Six for Carter Sobel, and he's got a free throw coming. Once Herbstreit got past Goble at the top of the key, the defense collapsed to Evan, and Sobel wide open on the baseline. The 6'8" senior Carter Sobel, what a career he has had. Has started every game since he was a freshman. Never played a second of JV. And he's going to wind up a 2,000-point score when it's all said and done. Free throw for Carter is good. Such a smooth operator. He has seven. He's on the point of the ball press now. Just on the inbound. Now he'll fall back on the backside of the pressure. Lincolnwood across the timeline. They handled the press so good back in that regular season matchup. And that is the key when you play Nokomis. Can you handle the full court and three-quarters court pressure? And that's not even talking about the half-court defense. Rejected by Sobel. Jenkins tried a right corner three. No ball fake, and Carter swatted it easily. Almost blocked it with his elbow. 9-2, Nokomis with the lead, 2:09 for the first quarter. Skins have won 26 of these in their previous 33 trips. There's only been 41 of them up until this year. Nokomis has won 26 of them. Remarkable. Between the circles with Goble, on the right wing with Sidwell. Back to Goble, left wing now into the hands of Will Jenkins. Out at the volleyball spike line with Goble, now Jenkins on the left wing. Lancers having trouble getting a good look at the rim here. Sidwell across the lane to Jenkins. In the corner it goes to Goble. His entry pass kicked right back to him. It'll stay with Lincolnwood, 103 seconds for the opening quarter. Nokomis They got the focus tonight. They do not want to lose to Lincolnwood for the second time this year, something that hasn't happened in the previous 38 seasons under Coach Steve Kimbrough. And if you're Nokomis, you don't want to have that go on the resume in the last season. Here's Goble, top of the key. Kicks it. Jenkins open for three. Rattles it down. Will Jenkins. Lancer's first field goal, and it's 9-5 Nokomis, 80 seconds first quarter. The Nokomis fans across the way, the Lincolnwood fans set up on the stage side here in Morrisonville. Here's Seth Johnson on the left wing. Drives baseline, cut off nicely by Herman. Leaves it for Sobel. Carter back to Johnson. Seth into the hands of Herbstreit, right side of the key, right back to Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson, the 6'1 junior, top of the key. Gets a screen from Sobel. Now he probes his way down the lane, off the window. It's good for Seth Johnson. His first bucket off the nice ball screen from Carter Sobel. 45 seconds, clock running, first quarter. Herbstreit on the point of the ball press. Here's Jenkins. Bounce pass to Goebel across the timeline. Come the Lancers. Herman on the right wing, back to Goebel. Right back to Herman. It goes in the right corner. Now they swing it left side, winds up in the left corner. Sidwell fakes the three, drives, cut off the left block. Here's Jenkins. Another triple, too strong this time, and Sobel down with the rebound for Nokomis. 20 seconds, first quarter. Skins can hold for the final shot. They lead 11-5, have not trailed in the quarter. Herbstreit out at the volleyball spike line. Wirtz left side, leaves it for Seth Johnson with eight. Into the hands of Evan with six. Still beyond the volleyball spike line with four. Drives left with three. To the rim, off the window, too strong. Almost tipped by Sobel, put back at the buzzer. Yes, count it for Carter Sobel. Right at the horn, he has nine in the quarter. And after one quarter, here in the 42nd and final Mohawk Classic Championship, it is Nokomis 13, Lincolnwood 5. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Morrisonville High School for the 42nd annual Mohawk Classic Championship, the final year for this tournament here in Morrisonville. And after one quarter, Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 13-5. Carter Sobel with 9 points, including a putback right at the first quarter horn. Lancers get the basketball to start the second quarter. Top of the key with Goble. You've got Goble, Herman, Sidwell, Hopper, and Jenkins on the floor for the Lancers. Herbstreit, Sobel, Jake Johnson, Kendall Nodal, and the freshman Elijah Allman on the floor for Nokomis. In the corner, Herman drives on Sobel. Good job by Carter to cut him off there. It'll be out of bounds off of Carter, and it'll stay with Lincolnwood. It'll be Evan Hopper to throw in for the Lancers. They put a Lincolnwood player at each corner of the lane. Down screen across the floor. Now Herman has it into his hands on the right wing. Skip pass to Goble. Top of the key now with Sidwell, back to Goble. Sean Goble into the hands of Cole. On the right block, Harper. Draws a crowd, kicks to Goble. Into the hands of Jenkins, now left side of the key. Back to Goble it goes. On the left block, Herman. He's cut off, finds Goble. Open for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Nokomis. The Nokomis 1-2-2 doing a good job here of not giving Lincolnwood anything easy. Lancers have to go with a lot of ball movement side to side to try to get a decent look. Here's Nodal on the left wing. Kendall Nodal, top of the key with Herbstreit. Down low to Jake Johnson. Draws a double, kicks to Allman. Elijah, dribble drive, hangs off the heel too strong. Rebound tapped around, rolled off of Jake Johnson's shoulder right to Sobel, steps through and draws the foul. Second foul on Lincolnwood. It'll send Carter Sobel back to the free throw line. He had 29 when these two played back on the 10th of January. Nokomis only had 44 that night in the loss. Carter looking for his 10th point already. Free throw, good. 10 for Sobel, 14-5 Nokomis. Seth Johnson back on the floor for the Skins as he replaces Nodal. And a substitution for the Lancers now. Braxton Schmedeke on the floor, 6'1 junior, replacing Will Jenkins. Second free throw for Carter is good. He has 11 of Nokomis' 15. A 10-point skin lead, 6:40 for the first half. Goble and Sidwell in the backcourt dealing with the pressure. Across the timeline comes Goble. Gets past Allman, gets into the paint, kicks to Sidwell, open for three. Left that one short, and the rebound off of Sobel, picked up by Herman on the baseline. Spins right into Carter and draws the foul. Second team foul on Nokomis. The first personal on Carter Sobel, and that was a real good job by Sam Herman to go right into the chest of Sobel. And that was something Lincolnwood did in the first meeting of the year. They were very aggressive on the inside, going up strong. Free throw is good for Sam Herman. His first point makes it 15-6 Nokomis, 6:24 for the first half. Second free throw for the 6'4 senior is no good. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound picked up off the floor by Jake Johnson. He leads back for Evan Herbstreit. He will walk it into the front court. Low, 1-4 low here for Nokomis as Herbstreit's pass almost thrown away through the hands of Seth Johnson. He's able to retreat and retrieve. Back to Herbstreit that goes. 6 minutes, first half. Evan Herbstreit. Right wing, leaves it now for Allman. Elijah Allman. Bounced it once, picked it up, leaves it off for Sobel. Carter Sobel. Top of the key with Evan Herbstreit. Herbstreit now. Leaves it for Sobel, right side of the key. Carter brings it left wing into the hands of Allman. Elijah Allman in the left corner, right back to Sobel. He wants the three. Left it a little short. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood and Herman. He wants the push. Off to Goble, left wing. Nokomis gets back, slows up the Lancers. Back between the circles with Sidwell. Here's Schmedeke. His entry pass deflected right back to him. Into the hands of Sidwell. On the left wing with Goble. Baseline now with Herman, back to Goble. Right wing to Sidwell, in the corner to Schmedeke. Braxton for three, Candid. Braxton Schmedeke knocks down the triple. And it's 15-9 Nokomis, 5-10 first half. Lincolnwood only has two field goals, but they're both threes. They're 3 of 4 from the foul line. 4:55 first half. Here's Seth Johnson, left wing, high post to Sobel. Carter, middle of the lane, floats it up, draws the foul. That was a good job by Sobel to recognize there was going to be contact there, and he did everything he could just to get that shot up. Third team foul. Check that, fourth team foul on Lincolnwood. They're going to get the personal on Evan Hopper. That's his first. Free throw for Carter is short. His first miss at the free throw line tonight. He's now 3 out of 3. Kendall Nodal back on the floor for Nokomis. He replaced Jake Johnson. Check that. Johnson stayed on the floor. Sobel missed both free throws, but Nokomis is going to get the ball back. As Sobel knew that was off the mark as soon as released, so once it hit the rim, he crashed the boards and was able to deflect it off of Sam Herman. Skins keep the basketball. Front court baseline. Herbstreit looking. Gets it in right corner with Nodal. Tough catch in the corner. Gets it off to Sobel. He's going to rise from 14. Yes, for Carter Sobel. 13 points for Sobel. 17-9 Nokomis, 4:35 first half. Sidwell and Goble working against the full court pressure. They come into the front court. Goble and Sidwell, little two-man game here as Goble leaves it back for Cole. Sidwell hands off to Schmedeke, back to Goble, left side of the key. Into the hands of Braxton in the right corner with Sidwell. Back to Schmedeke, high post with Hopper. Bad pass. He threw it without looking, and right to Kendall Nodal it went. Fifth Lincolnwood turnover, but their first since about midway through the opening quarter. Now Nokomis wants a timeout. 4:07 to play, first half. Skins leading Lincolnwood 17-9. This is the 42nd and final Mohawk Classic Championship on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Morrisonville, the 42nd annual Mohawk Classic Championship, the final year for this tournament here in Morrisonville. Now, they're going to keep it going next year, but it's going to be a shootout instead of a week-long tournament. So next year, they're still talking about the same Saturday, so it'd be like the Saturday that was supposed to be the final day of the tournament. That is the thinking for the shootout date next year here at Morrisonville. Championship game to go yet here tonight, though, and it's a good one between Nokomis and Lincolnwood. Skins leading 17-9, this classic Montgomery County battle. Lincolnwood's already beaten Nokomis once this year. Sobel hit on the release as he rose from 14, and he'll have more free throws. Fifth team foul. And let's see who they get the personal on. It's going to go on Sam Herman.
At the free throw line, Carter Sobel. The toss is good. He missed his last two, puts that one right home. Second free throw for Carter is no good. Rattled out, rebound down to Sidwell for Lincolnwood. Nokomis doubling up the Lancers, 18-9, 3:45 for the first half. Here's Goble on the attack and draws the foul. That's going to be number two on Carter Sobel. And once again, a fantastic job by Lincolnwood to go aggressive into the shot blocker. Two of the three fouls whistled on Nokomis have been on Carter Sobel, although the board right now only showing him for one. 3:41 for the first half. Free throw for Goble is good. Hit a lot of the iron and dropped down. 3 for 3 at the free throw line is Sean Goble. It is the first foul on Carter Sobel as Schmedeke will check out for the Lancers. Will Jenkins back on the floor. 3:41 for quarter number two. This to get Lincolnwood within seven. Toss is good. Lincolnwood falls back into their half court man-to-man. 18-11, Nokomis. Skins led 13-5 after one. Here's Herbstreit up top working on Goble. Left wing with Seth Johnson down in the left block to Sobel. Carter draws a crowd of defenders, and he's going to be called for traveling. Good job by Lincolnwood on the post defense. Nevin Hopper gives up a lot of height on the inside, but he doesn't yield anything when it comes to guts and effort. 3:20, first half. Chance for the Lancers to cut it in even more. Goble in the backcourt leaves it off for Jenkins. Will Jenkins on the right sideline poked away in a reach-in foul on Herbstreit. That is team foul number four on Nokomis. First personal on Evan Herbstreit. .310 first half. Here's Herman on the right wing. Back it goes to Goble. A 7-point Nokomis lead. Goble on the right wing in the right corner. Hopper winds up on his backside. Nokomis plowed through that screen. We play on. And now the Lancers turn it over. Seth Johnson trapped in the corner. Somehow got it away to Sobel. I'm not exactly sure how he did that. He jumped. Looked like the ball was stripped, but still got his way to one of his Nokomis teammates. And now Sobel fouled on the catch on the right block. Sixth team foul, second personal foul on Evan Hopper. Hopper out, Jaden Walker back in. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. It'll be Evan Herbstreit to trigger in. Sobel stationed on the right block for Nokomis. He'll set a cross screen. Now he's going to go back middle. Wanted the lob. They didn't get it to him. Into the hands of Nodal. Back to Seth Johnson. And Seth traveled. Got away with it. He drug that pivot foot. 2:40 first half. Here's Herbstreit out between the circles. Leaves it on the right wing for Seth Johnson. Jenkins almost lost his footing on the closeout. Here's Johnson at the foul line. Bad pass. Stolen by Goble. And Sean able to keep possession. And he's fouled by Herbstreit. Good pressure from Lincolnwood that time. Fifth team foul. Second personal on Evan Herbstreit. 2:25 for the first half. Lincolnwood hanging around. And it goes to Goble in the backcourt. 2:15 first half. Here's Goble, top of the key. Off to Walker, left wing now with Will Jenkins. Back to Sidwell. Into the hands of Goble. Sidwell at the volleyball spike line. Jenkins tried to feed the post down to Herman. Threw it away, but it was tipped by Jake Johnson, and the Lancers catch a break right there. 2:04 first half. Baseline out of bounds for Lincolnwood. They trail by seven. Walker gets it in right wing with Sidwell. Into the hands of Jenkins in the corner. Back to Sidwell. Left wing now with Goble. Sean Goble cut off there. Bounce pass foul line to Walker. To Jenkins, off to Sidwell right wing. They swing it now with Goble back to Sidwell. Into the hands of Jenkins. Good job by Nokomis. Moving side to side and not giving Lincolnwood any space. 100 seconds first half. Here's Jenkins, top of the key with Sidwell. Leaves it back for Goble now. Right at that volleyball spike line. Across the floor with Sidwell. 90 seconds for the half. Goble, top of the key. Probing, looking. Sidwell open for three. He rattles it down. Cole Sidwell, his first bucket. Third triple of the game for Lincolnwood. And just like that, it's a four-point game. Lancers on a little 5-0 run here. 70 seconds, first half. Herb Street into the front court. Goble sagging off of Evan as he bounces between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. 60 seconds, first half. Herbstreet works right side. Bounce pass to Nodal. Kendall Nodal drives baseline. Cut off there. Leaves it for Sobel in the right corner. Carter Sobel hands off to Herbstreet. Evan Herbstreet in the right corner to Nodal. On the spin. Rises up baseline, no. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Herbstreet at the foul line. Lobs down to Sobel off the window, it's good. Rattled around. It went down for Carter. He has 16 first half points. Now 1,931 for his career. 25 seconds first half. 20-14 Nokomis. That ends a little 5-0 run from Lincolnwood. Lancers can hold for the final shot. These Montgomery County rivals doing battle here in the final game ever in the Mohawk Classic. 10 seconds for the half. Out front with Goble. The Lincolnwood team about evenly split with Raymond kids and Morrisonville kids. On the attack, Goble floats it up too strong. Rebound tapped around, and that's the half. After two quarters here in our championship game, it is Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 20-14. You're listening to the 42nd Annual Mohawk Classic Championship Game on WSMI. Here we go. Third quarter. Nokomis gets the basketball to start. Herbstreet. The Johnsons, Nodal, and Sobel on the floor for the Skins. Lincolnwood has Jenkins, Goble, Sidwell, Hopper, and Herman. Man-to-man for the Lancers, Seth Johnson. Bounce pass across the top of the key to Evan Herbstreet. A six-point Nokomis lead as we just get underway third quarter. Herbstreet cut off the baseline. Leaves it back for Seth Johnson, and he's called for steps. A turnover to start the second half for Nokomis. That's how Lincolnwood started the ball game, the series of turnovers. 7.5 minutes, third quarter. Three quarters court pressure here from Nokomis. Lincolnwood across the timeline. They've done a good job of handling the pressure after the opening minutes. Here's Herman on the left wing, back between the circles to Goble. Right back to Herman. Sam drives baseline. Way too strong. He was anticipating contact that never arrived. He put that ball about 2 feet over the rim off the baseline. Rebound down to Nokomis. Here's Herbstreet walking into the front court. Met there by Sean Goble. Picks up the bounce. High post feed at the right elbow to Jake Johnson. He will turn, face, attacks, and draws the foul. Good, strong, aggressive move from Jake Johnson, the 6-foot sophomore. He'll be at the free throw line. They will whistle the foul on Cole Sidwell. First of the half, second personal. On Sidwell, at the free throw line, Jake Johnson. The free throw is no good, left it short. Nokomis now 4 of 7 from the free throw line. They lead by 6. Just underway, third quarter. As Jake Johnson will get his second foul shot. Lines it up. And knocks it down this time. Hit the front rim and bounced over. First point for Jake. 21-14 Nokomis. 6:50, quarter number 3. In the backcourt with Jenkins. Off to Goble. Pass back to Jenkins. Into the front court come the Lancers. Here's Jenkins. Had trouble with the catch. Leaves it off for Goble now. Into the hands of Sidwell. Cole Sidwell back to Goble. Sean Goble, top of the key. Dribble handoff with Sidwell. Down the right block to Herman. Left-hand hook, no. Rebound down to Seth Johnson. He was triple-teamed in there with one of the three Skins being the 6'8" Sobel. 6:20, third quarter. A touchdown lead for Nokomis as Herbstreet brings it into the front court. Evan, high post to Sobel. Carter had it poked away from behind, but he gets it back at the foul line. Leaves it off for Herbstreet. Evan Herbstreet now with the left-hand bounce. Leaves it on the left wing for Seth Johnson. High post. To Sobel. Baseline, Nodal. That jumper is no good. Rattled out, and the rebound down to Cole Sidwell.
2 minutes played, third quarter. A seven-point lead for Nokomis. Herman is down, and he is in some pain. He hit the deck hard, and he is writhing in pain on the ground right now. I was away from the ball, did not see what caused Sam Herman to wind up on the deck, but he is in a good amount of pain right now. He'll be helped to his feet by Goble and Hopper. He says he's okay. And he doesn't appear to be any worse for the wear, says the guy who wasn't just laying on the floor in pain. 5:52 for the third quarter. Herman kind of bouncing around out there. He'll stay on the floor. In the backcourt it goes to Sean Goble. A 7-point Nokomis lead. Feels like more than that. 5:45 for the third. On the left wing with Jenkins. Will Jenkins back between the circles to Goble on the right wing with Sidwell. Right back to Goble. Sean Goble, left side of the key, leaves it for Jenkins in the left wing. All right, back to Goble it goes. Here's Jenkins on the baseline with Herman. He's cut off there, top of the key with Goble in the right corner. Sidwell for three, left it a little bit short. Offensive rebound, weak side to Jenkins. His putback rattles out, no good. And Seth Johnson with the rebound for Nokomis. Herbstreet comes across the timeline with the pass to Seth Johnson. Dumps it down to Sobel. Carter turns and faces left elbow, spins middle, rises up, missed it. And the rebound to Lincolnwood and Herman, and he's fouled on the rebound. They will get Jake Johnson with the personal. First foul of the half on Nokomis, first personal on Johnson. The final championship game here at the Mohawk Classic. Final year of the tournament. It'll be a shootout next year. Lincolnwood breaks the pressure. They've handled that well, not only tonight, but on their first meeting of the year as well. Lancers not making quite as many shots as they did back in that regular season win. Here's Goble, brings it across the head of the key, hands off to Sidwell. Cole Sidwell, foul line, Jenkins, three, over Sobel, back rimmed it. Offensive rebound, Hopper put back is good for Evan Hopper. Hopper's first bucket, 21-16. Nokomis leads with the ball. Lincolnwood continues to hang around. The Lancers haven't beat Nokomis in the same season in the Steve Kimbrough era. We approach the midway point of the third quarter. That's courtesy of Kay Hirsch at the Journal News, so I have a high degree of confidence in that statistic. There's a whistle and foul on Sidwell. That's going to be number three on Cole Sidwell. Second foul to half on Lincolnwood with a third personal on Sidwell. He will check out Jaden Walker back in. 4:09 for the third quarter. A 21-16 Nokomis lead. They've led the entire way, but the Lancers hanging around. Out front with Herbstreet. Evan Herbstreet fakes the spin, now goes back middle. Little ball fake, rises up, tough shot, and he got it to go. Evan Herbstreet with a hand in his face, great defense there. Just better offense from Evan. 23-16, Nokomis. 3:45, third quarter. Goble in the backcourt, passes across the timeline to Jenkins, back to Goble. Lancers want to run a set piece here. Here's Hopper up to get the basketball on the right wing. Evan Hopper. Bounced it once, back in the corner, it goes to Goble. Right back to Hopper. Left wing to Jenkins. Thought about the three, decides against it. On the right wing now with Goble. Into the hands of Hopper, just in front of the volleyball spike line. 3:20, third quarter. Here's Jenkins. High post to Herman. Sobel cuts him off. His pass deflected right back to him to Jenkins for a three. Air ball. Out of bounds, over to Nokomis. The pass was swatted right back to Herman. He was triple teamed and threw it right to Jenkins wide open, and he just missed it. I think he was surprised he wound up with the basketball there, and he was wide open. When a good shooter is that open, it usually catches him by surprise. 3 minutes, third quarter. Nodal drives baseline, poked away, but it's saved by Herbstreet right to Seth Johnson. That ball was poked away on the right baseline, went all the way under the hoop, saved by Herbstreet on the left baseline. Here's Seth Johnson. Leaves it for Herbstreet, poked into the backcourt. Evan goes and retrieves. Leaves it now for Seth Johnson. And we have a timeout. Coach Kimbrough wants to talk it over. 2:39 for the third quarter. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 23-16. This is the 42nd and final Mohawk Classic Championship on WSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins have the basketball up 7, 2.5 minutes for the third quarter. Sabla at the foul line right now. Herbstreet on the bounce out at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Seth Johnson. In the corner it goes to Herbstreet. Sabla on the left block has two defenders on him. Skip pass down to Johnson. I don't know how that got through. Deflected away. Off to Nodal. He's fouled. And free throws. The Lincolnwood faithful, not a fan of the call. They'll get Jaden Walker. 2:23 for the third quarter at the free throw line. Kendall Nodal. Danny Smith over to explain the call to Matt Milberg. At the free throw line, Nodal. The toss is good. Kendall's first point of the night. Makes it 24-16, Nokomis. Jenkins out, Schmedeke back in for the Lancers. Free throw for Nodal, rattles out, no good. Rebound tipped around, picked up off the floor by Jaden Walker. No Nokomis cheerleaders here tonight. The Lincolnwood cheerleaders are in the building. And we've got a double dribble out front on the Lancers. That's their seventh turnover, first of the half. An 8-point lead for Nokomis. Seth Johnson gets it in to Evan Herbstreet. Herbstreet going to be met by Goebel and the Lancer man-to-man. Evan on the right wing with Jake Johnson. Jake Johnson drives baseline, gets to the rim. Left the layup short and the rebound down to the Lancers. Good defense there by Walker to not give up on the play. Here's Goebel open for three. Left it short and the rebound to Johnson and a foul on Nokomis. They're going to get Seth Johnson with a foul on the rebound. For Seth, that will be his second personal foul, second of the half on Nokomis. 1:53 for the third. Baseline out of bounds for the Lancers. Hopper looking. Needs to get it in, does so, just in time to Goebel. In the left corner with Herman. Sam Herman. Foul line to Walker. Jaden pivots around, bounce pass to Schmedeke. Braxton Schmedeke on the right wing. Top of the key with Hopper. Good catch there by Evan Hopper. Used his body to shield the defender. Into the hands of Goebel, back to Hopper. 90 seconds for the third quarter. 24-16, Nokomis. Hopper off to Schmedeke. In the corner to Goebel. Down to Herman. Right block. Off the window. Rattled out. No good. Rebound down to Nodal. Don't know how that puppy didn't stay home. 75 seconds for the third quarter. Herbstreet taking his time. Into the front court. Here's Sobel. Beyond the three-point line on the left wing. Checked by Hopper. Evan Hopper giving up about 9 inches to Carter Sobel. Ball poke free, but Herbstreet picks it up with bodies all around his feet as Goebel and Seth Johnson both wound up on the deck. Final minute, third quarter. 50 seconds to play in the quarter. Sobel on the dribble, brings it out towards midcourt. Hands off to Herbstreet. Evan Herbstreet, pressure to midcourt, has a bounce off his foot, out of bounds it goes. Fifth, Nokomis turnover, and it'll be Lincolnwood ball with 41 seconds for the quarter. Will Jenkins back into the action. Devin Brown will check in, the 6'3 junior. Goebel gets a break. Walker gets a break for the Lancers. An 8-point lead for Nokomis. It was 6 at the half. In the backcourt with Will Jenkins. He comes across the timeline, keeps the bounce alive. Back into the middle of the floor with the pass to Goebel. 28 seconds for the third quarter. Sean Goebel leaves it for Jenkins. Back to Goebel. Checks the clock with 20. Lancers will hold for the final shot. Goebel bouncing out near midcourt. Nokomis sags back in their 1-2-2. 13 seconds for the quarter. Off to Schmedeke at the volleyball spike line with 10. Into the hands of Jenkins with 7. Back to Schmedeke with 3. Goebel has to take the 3 with 2. Going to float it up at the buzzer. Rattled it out for 15. After 3, it is Nokomis 24. Lincolnwood 16. You're listening to the 42nd and final Mohawk Classic Championship. The Money Quarter next on WSMI.
Barring a Lancer comeback in overtime, we are into the final quarter in the history of the Mohawk Classic here at Morrisonville in the championship game. Nokomis leading Lincolnwood 24-16. Lancer's done a good job to hang around for three quarters. Now do they have a run to get right back in the ball game? Here's Jenkins on the baseline, cut off there. Now he picks up the dribble. He's trapped, and he is in trouble. Throws it away, and it's deflected out. It'll be Lincolnwood ball. Jenkins fortunate there. He was trapped on the sideline with Sobel among the trappers. He whistled it down towards the right block, deflected out by Nokomis. Schmedeke out, Sidwell back in for Lincolnwood. Evan Hopper on the baseline. Oh, nice. No look pass to Brown. He missed it, but he'll have free throws. Oh, that was a beautiful no look from Hopper. Sidwell had run free in the right corner. He looked that way, then slipped it to Devin Brown just off the right block. That was a pretty, pretty pass. The foul on Herbstreit, his third, team's third. At the free throw line, Devin Brown, 6'3 junior. Well, that would have been a big and one opportunity. Free throw short. So instead of a potential three-point trip, now the Lancers hoping for just a single point here. 8-point Nokomis lead, 7:29 for the championship. Second free throw for Brown, no good, missed the pair, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Skins dodged one right there. Here comes Evan Herbstreit into the front court, checked there by Goble. Herbstreit. Right elbow feed to Johnson. Jake dribble, drive off the window. It's good for Jake Johnson. His first field goal. Good, strong take. Biggest lead of the night for Nokomis, 26-16. Middle of the floor in the front court with Brown. Off to Hopper. Into the hands of Goble in the corner with Jenkins. Back to Goble. Sean Goble at the left elbow. Kicks back to Sidwell. Into the hands of Jenkins. Sidwell right back to Jenkins. Inside of 7 minutes for the ball game. Will Jenkins, foul line to Hopper. Evan will turn, fire, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Nodal. Nokomis in a good spot now, up 10 with the ball. Clock running 6:35 for the championship. Here's Jake Johnson on the right wing. No Alex Tassetti tonight for Nokomis. He's going to be out for about a week, still dealing with that ankle injury. A lob down to Sobel. Carter stripped on the way up and fouled. Free throws for Sobel. Nope, they're going to call that on the floor. Baseline out of bounds. They're going to get Sidwell. That'll be his fourth. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. Herman and Schmedeke returning for the Lancers. Sidwell and Hopper out. Herbstreit the throw in for Nokomis. They line everybody up along the baseline. Lob into Sabo, left block. Return pass to Herbstreit. Deflected out. Always got to be aware of the inbounder on these baseline sets. Evan Herbstreit, top of the key with Seth Johnson. Seth rises, left hand, no for the lefty as he was fading away. And the rebound, though, comes right back to Nokomis. Into the hands of Herbstreit. We approach the six-minute mark and a foul on Goble. For Sean, just his first, and with the style of defense he plays, that's a real good job to play this amount of basketball without fouling up to this point. It was a low-scoring third quarter. Nokomis won the third quarter 4-2. Here's Herbstreit. Leaves it for Nodal on the right wing as Jake Johnson wound up on the deck. Here's Sobel. Kicks to Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit brings it top of the key. Goble all over it. Here's Sobel, left side of the key. Being checked there by Devin Brown. Seth Johnson on the right wing. Herbstreit has to go right through his hands, but Seth Johnson, right place, right time, keeps possession alive. Back to Herbstreit, and we got a foul, I think, on Goble. Going to be the old hand check there on Sean Goble, his second. Team's sixth. Next foul on Lincolnwood puts Nokomis to the free throw line the rest of the way. We got the officials looking out into the lobby towards the admission table, and I am not really sure what has happened. I think we got a Nokomis player out there dealing with a cramp. So Dave Bishop motioned for some assistance. Carter Sobel heads out there. Kendall Nodal heads out there. As we've got a Nokomis player, I guess cramping up, out in the entrance area. 5:41 for the championship, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor, I think. No. Been a strange game. We had a timeout called where there was no timeout. Now we got a mysterious cramping issue going on out by the admission table. I don't know. Elijah Allman's going to check into the ball game. So people starting to mill around out there to check on the injured skin. The initial signal we got was it was a cramp. So here we go. Sobel has the basketball in the left corner. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Seth Johnson down to Sobel, left block. Spins middle, left hand no, but he's got free throws. Sobel had 16 points in the first half, has not scored here in the second half. Although, to be fair, no one's really scored here in the second half. It was 20-14 at the half. It's 20-16 now with 5:29 to play in the ballgame. The foul on Brown, his first, team seventh. Sobel at the stripe. Toss is no good. See some people motioning down there to get a beverage to the young Nokomis player who is cramping. So a water bottle has been delivered. Second free throw for Sobel. Good. Gets one out of two. His first point of the half. He has 17 for the game. And it's 27-16 Nokomis. Here come the Lancers across the timeline with Sean Goble. Goble leaves it for Jenkins. Right back to Goble. Sean works to the right wing. In the corner it goes. Trapped there. Right elbow to Brown. Skips it to Schmedeke. Lines up the three. Yes, for Braxton Schmedeke. His second three of the game, and the Lancers take a quick timeout. 5:06 for the championship. Nokomis 27, Lincolnwood 19. Back to Morrisonville in the Mohawk Classic following these messages on WSMI. Evan Herbstreith is still dealing with the cramping. Now he emerges from the admission area. Big crowd from the Nokomis fans here as Evan works his way back to the Nokomis bench. He was dealing with some cramping out there. Elijah Allman replaced him. He throws it into Sobel in the backcourt. Carter keeps the ball in his hands. Now off to Allman, right back to Sobel. Into the front court come the Skins inside of 5 minutes for the final championship game here at the Mohawk Classic in Morrisonville. Down on the baseline to Jake Johnson. Top of the key now with Seth Johnson. Off to Nodal. Jenkins went for the steal, didn't get it. Nodal drives baseline, cut off there, leaves it back for Sobel. That was the first Lincolnwood bucket in 7 minutes and 27 seconds. As Ryan Mahan gives us that information, we appreciate that. Sobel missed it from point blank. Rebound down to the Lancers. Long outlet to Jenkins. Finds Herman. Middle of the lane. Off the window. It's good. Sam Herman. And here come the Lancers. The lead is down to six. Matt Milberg employing Lincolnwood to get up and pressure defensively. So a nearly 7.5 minute drought for Lincolnwood, and now all of a sudden they're on a little bit of a run. Here's Sobel, spinning, almost traveled, gets it away to Seth Johnson. In the corner it goes. Off to Kendall Nodal. Brings it across the head of the key into the hands of the freshman Elijah Allman. Back to Nodal. 3:50 for the game, and Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 3:50 left in the championship. And it's getting a little bit tighter. Nokomis 27, Lincolnwood 21. Back to Morrisonville following these messages on WSMI. It ain't over yet. Nokomis with a 6-point lead. They were up by 11 just moments ago. They do have the basketball with 3:45 to play in the championship game. Here's Herbstreit back on the floor after those cramps. Sobel muscles his way, but he traveled. He was bound and determined to get all the way to the rim down that left sideline, or left baseline, I should say. He eventually took the extra step. Boy, a bucket here, and it gets real interesting real fast. Goble across the timeline. Leaves it for Jenkins. Back to Goble. Clock running 3:25 for the final championship game here at the Mohawk Classic in Morrisonville. In the corner with Jenkins. Has it poked away, gets it back on the far sideline, but he's lost his dribble. Gets to the Goble on the back cut. Sean Goble gets to the rim, and he was fouled on the floor. Fourth team foul on Nokomis. Baseline out of bounds for Lincolnwood. The fourth personal on Evan Herbstreit. It'll be Braxton Schmedeke to throw in for Lincolnwood. They trail by six. Braxton gets it in left corner. Jenkins for three to cut it in half, and he's done it. Will Jenkins, his second three of the night. And don't look now. We got a one-possession ball game. 27-24, Nokomis. 3 minutes to play. Herbstreet, high post to Sobel. He's been held in check here in the second half. Just has 1 point in the second half after 16 in the first half. Bad pass by Herbstreet. Picked off by Will Jenkins. A three for the tie if you're Lincolnwood. 2:40 for the championship. Goble on the block. Brown and a foul on Jake Johnson. And the Lancers right now have the momentum. They have the extra pep in their step. Their defense has picked up. The overall energy has picked up. The foul on Jake Johnson, his second. 2:38 to play in the game. A three-point Nokomis lead. Lancer ball. Devin Brown to throw in front court baseline. He will lob it out to Goble. Sean Goble tucks it under his right arm now, directs some traffic. 2.5 minutes for the final Mohawk Classic Championship. It's the final one. Might as well get some bonus basketball. That's thrown away. Airmailed by Schmedeke right over the head of Jenkins, almost wound up on the stage. Eighth turnover on Lincolnwood, but that's a big one. 2:24 left in the title game. Herbstreet has it in the backcourt. Man-to-man pressure from the Lancers. Seth Johnson throws back to Herbstreet. Evan across the timeline, 2:15 to play. Into the hands of Carter Sobel. Left side of the key with Nodal back to Sobel. He's out by midcourt, top of the key. Sobel on the right-hand bounce, being pressured by Brown. Picks up the dribble, leaves it off for Seth Johnson. Nokomis a little disjointed at the moment. Sobel handling way out on the left wing again near midcourt. 1:50 to play. Off to Herbstreet. Goble right up on it. Evan Herbstreet leaves it for Seth Johnson on the handoff. Johnson brings it all the way across the floor. Now he's fouled by Braxton Schmedeke. 101 seconds to play in our championship game. Been low scoring, but it's been a good spirited affair here tonight. Nokomis built an 11-point lead in this second half. Right now it's down to 3. Cole Sidwell returns. He's playing with 4 fouls. Braxton Schmedeke out. Big free throw for Seth Johnson. Got to make the first to get the second. Toss good. The Southpaw calmly knocks it down. 3 points for Seth Johnson. A 4-point lead for Nokomis. Johnson, the 6'1 junior. Second free throw. Good. Gets the pair. Big tosses there. 29-24 Nokomis. 98 seconds for the championship. Goble brings it into the front court. This is a critical possession for Lincolnwood. You, of course, don't need a three, but you need points on this trip. Down 5, 85 seconds to play. Middle of the lane to Herman. Kicks to Jenkins. Off to Sidwell. In the corner, Goble for 3. Yes! Sean Goble knocks down the triple. Timeout on the floor by Lincolnwood. 1:14 to play. Nokomis 29, Lincolnwood 27. What a finish to the Mohawk Classic Championship here in Morrisonville. We're back following these messages. What a way for the Mohawk Classic to go out. Nokomis and Lincolnwood doing battle, and we have ourselves a 2-point Nokomis lead with 1:14 to play. It wouldn't have been right for this tournament to end any other way. Lincolnwood, Nokomis in the title. Lincolnwood and Nokomis playing it down to the wire here in the final game of the Mohawk Classic. It will be a shootout next year, but the tournament as we've known it for the last 42 years, this is the last one. Will we get overtime? Herbstreet running the baseline. Sobel makes the catch at midcourt. Carter will wisely pull it back now as Nokomis has the lead and the ball. 65 seconds to play. Into the hands of Evan Herbstreet. Lincolnwood is over the limit. A foul will put him at the free throw line. And Herbstreet wants a timeout. 58.7 seconds for the Mohawk Classic Championship. Nokomis 29. Lincolnwood 27. Back to Morrisonville following these messages on WQSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skin sideline trigger, get it into Herbstreet. Evan Herbstreet has Goble all over him, has all night long. Leaves it off for Seth Johnson. Poked away by Sidwell and the foul. It's number five on Sidwell. And, oh, boy, that looked like it could have been clean. He slapped up, knocked the ball loose, whistled for the foul. Jaden Walker will replace Cole Sidwell. Nokomis at the free throw line, up two. Lincolnwood trying to beat the Skins for the first or for the second time, for the first time in the 38 previous seasons. Free throw for Seth Johnson, no good. Rebound down to Lincolnwood. A two for the tie, a three for the lead. Lincolnwood has never beaten Nokomis twice in the same year in the Steve Kimbrough era. Down by two with the ball, then Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 35.8 seconds to play. Holy smokes. Nokomis 29, Lincolnwood 27. The Lancers have the ball when we come back to the 42nd and final Mohawk Classic Championship following these messages on WSMI. You can't ask for any more than this, and really, could it have ended any other way? The final Mohawk Classic Championship game ever, 29-27 Nokomis. Lincolnwood has the ball. It'll be Hopper, Goble, Jenkins, Brown, and Herman on the floor for the Lancers. Herbstreit, the Johnsons, Nodal, and Sobel for Nokomis. And here we go. Half a minute for the final Mohawk Classic Championship. Will Nokomis get their 27th title? Will Lincoln will get their fifth, or will we get overtime? Here's Goble, top of the key with Hopper. Jenkins open for three. And the lead! Oh, he got it! Oh, he got it! Will Jenkins with the three. Here comes Nokomis. Down to Johnson. Off the window. It's good for Jake Johnson with the answer. And a timeout taken with 10 seconds left. All the Skins wasted no time after Jenkins drilled the three. Nokomis took it right out of bounds. A pass the length of the floor to Jake Johnson, who laid it up and in. Wow. 10 seconds for the championship. Nokomis 31, Lincolnwood 30. The Lancers will have a chance to win it when we come back to Morrisonville following these messages on WSMI. Oh, boy. What a sequence that was. Will Jenkins hits the three to put Lincolnwood up by one. The Lancers going ecstatic, and Nokomis kept their composure, took it out right down the floor to Jake Johnson. One pass, and Johnson wound up with a layup. Now the Lancers on this odd point. Overtime not likely now, barring a foul. 10 seconds left in the Mohawk Classic Tournament. 31-30. Nokomis leads. Lincolnwood has the ball. They will face the full court pressure. It'll be Devin Brown to throw it in for the Lancers. And here we go. In it goes to Goble. He's a midcourt with seven. Goble leaves it for Jenkins. Three. And the win. No. Rebound. Jake Johnson out of bounds. It'll be Lincolnwood ball with 1.4 to play. The Lancers will have a chance. Baseline. Out of bounds. Do they have a timeout? They do not have a timeout. It'll be Hopper to throw in. This will be for the championship. 31-30 Nokomis. 1.4 left. Hopper. Looking. Herman. Baseline for the win. No. Short. And Nokomis has won the final Mohawk Classic. Their 27th title. And it comes in dramatic fashion. 31-30. They dodge two late Lancer shots. 31-30. Nokomis beats Lincolnwood. What a ball game here tonight. Absolutely as good as a high school sporting event can get with a championship on the line. So 42 Mohawk Classics have been played. Nokomis wins 27 of the 40. That is a remarkable run of dominance for the Nokomis Redskins. And now the Morrisonville folks are making an announcement congratulating Steve Kimbrough on his amazing career. I think he's going to be presented with something at half court. He is right now. He's been on the farewell tour all season long. He's been presented with plaques. He has been serenaded with his accomplishments, and now he's just been presented an envelope at midcourt here as Nokomis wins the Mohawk Classic Championship over Lincolnwood, 31-30, the final. We'll take a break. Back to Morrisonville in a moment. Well, the Mohawk Classic is done. They'll have a shootout next year, but this was the final year for the tournament, and what a way to go out. Nokomis wins their 27th title. They beat Lincolnwood 31-30. Will Jenkins hit a three with about 15 seconds to go that put the Lancers up a point. Nokomis wasted no time. They took the ball right out of bounds. A long pass across midcourt, corralled in by Jake Johnson. He attacked the rim and laid it in with 10 seconds left, and that winds up being the game-winning bucket. Jake Johnson with about 10 seconds left, 31-30. Nokomis wins it. What a great ball game here tonight. So you got Sam Herman and Sean Goble on the all-tournament team. Alex Tassetti, who did not play tonight, a member of the all-tournament team. And, of course, the MVP is Carter Sobel. Michael Byatts of Carthenville, also named to the all-tournament team here at the Mohawk Classic in Morrisonville. What a run it has been here in Morrisonville for this classic. It's the 42nd one, and it will be no more after this year. We do look forward to the shootout that they will put on next year, but the tournament, as we've known it for all these decades, is no more after tonight, and what a way for it to end. Nokomis beats Lincolnwood 31-30, an absolute thrilling finish. Nokomis did not trail until Jenkins' three with about 15 seconds left. So they only trailed for about 5 seconds in the ball game here tonight. Skins led 13-5 after one, 20-14 at the half, led 24-16 after three. Then came the Lincolnwood charge. They outscored Nokomis 14-7 in the money quarter. But at the end, Nokomis 1 point better here tonight, 31-30. The final. Carter Sobel leads the way with 17, 16 coming in the first half. 5 points for Jake Johnson, including the game-winning bucket with 10 seconds left. Evan Herbstreit and Seth Johnson both finished with 4, 1 point for Kendall Nodal. For Lincolnwood tonight, 9 points for Will Jenkins, 7 points for Sean Goble, 6 points for Braxton Schmedeke, 3 points for Sam Herman, 3 points for Cole Sidwell, and 2 points for Evan Hopper. With the loss, Lincolnwood falls to 14-9 on the year. With the win, Nokomis improves to 13-8 on the year, and that is their 27th title in 34 trips here to Morrisonville. So 42 champions in this tournament, 27 times Nokomis takes home the title here at the Mohawk Classic. Of course, Nokomis will have them back on the radio coming up Saturday. They will be at Lincoln as Coach Kimber will take on his old high school teammate, Neil Alexander, 6:30 with the tip Saturday night right here on FM 106. And then we'll have Staunton at Lincolnwood following on Saturday night. That should be a very entertaining ball game. That's a good doubleheader Saturday night here on FM 106. And, of course, we'll have girls high school basketball tomorrow night with Carthenville at Gillespie. That'll be fun from the pit, live at 7:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106. And, of course, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. What a wonderful night of basketball here in Morrisonville. Everybody knew coming in that this was going to be the final year of the tournament, and it did not disappoint. Nokomis beats Lincolnwood 31-30. Jake Johnson gets the winning bucket on a layup with 10 seconds left after Will Jenkins buried a three that briefly put Lincolnwood in the lead. Thanks to all the wonderful people here at Morrisonville for their hospitality. And hey, hats off to everybody at Morrisonville over the 40-plus years who were involved in putting this tournament on. Of course, you know, you think of Denny Doherty, probably the biggest name is that's associated with this tournament, but so many more folks that have dedicated their time, efforts, and energy over the last 42 years to make this tournament a success. So we thank them for all of their efforts over the years. 31-30, the Mohawk Classic goes out in style as Nokomis holds off Lincolnwood for their 27th title here in Morrisonville. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you've heard on the broadcast throughout the season. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Your final one more time in the championship game of the final Mohawk Classic here in Morrisonville. Nokomis 31, Lincolnwood 30. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. The Mohawk Classic is in the books. Nokomis champions for the 27th time. I am Tim Mize, and we say so long from Morrisonville.